This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home all summer long. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies of Pizza season. Find a location near you at chickiesofpizza.com. Talking about the Phils, we're good again. It's kind of nice. Bryce Harper, we're waiting for the explosion, the slowest start of his career. 215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce? Now, we will get back to perhaps the most popular thing that's ever happened to the Afternoon Show, which is Ike's golf updates. We'll do for the Truist Championship in a moment. But I would like to complain about our morning show for a second, if you wouldn't mind.
Wow.
So this morning on the WIP morning show, and I didn't listen, so I don't know this for sure, but it was reported to me they played several clips from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez interview with Daryl Morey, and they were talking about the quotes from Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Here is the email I get from a gentleman named Andrew. Andrew says, Joe DeCamera mentioned your Daryl Morey interview 4 or 5 times today on the morning show, and never once said the name of the podcast. He referred to it repeatedly as, quote, Spike's podcast.
Wow.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
That is unacceptable.
Well, at least he said your name, though.
That is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. Yeah. It's that, you know, one of the things we've been fighting for years, which is why, you know, it says say the name under the
yes.
Rights to Ricky logo.
Yep.
You got to say the name of the podcast. I don't care if it makes you uncomfortable. There's nothing dirty about it. It's just a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, say the name of the podcast. Camera, I'm glad that I could give you in my free time, you know, material for your entire show. Say the name of the podcast. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just a little bit of respect.
Yeah, seriously.
You know,
why wouldn't he say the name of the podcast?
I have
why
no idea.
Saying Spike's podcast.
Yeah, like it's some little like it's.
Well, you would think he would be trying to tell people where to go find like.
Not like I need it. DeCamera, but like as a common courtesy,
right?
It's just like the disrespect of this guy.
Oh my God!
And DeCamera, I'm going to remind you: if it wasn't for me, you'd be rotting away at night somewhere.
There it is. It always comes back to that. It's the ultimate trump card. I hired you.
Yeah, it really is. I don't have it for Ike. I got it for everybody else.
Yeah,
I don't have it for Ike. Unfortunately,
well, you promoted him, I guess.
Yeah, but he was there. It was obvious. It was a rocket science,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, we did it for the Masters, and we continued it for Truist yesterday. Everybody loves it. Ike will just take you onto the front nine,
I'm listening like it's something else.
The back nine, you
front
know,
nine,
the,
back
the,
nine.
The front nine, back nine. It is Ike at the Truist.
And now, Ike Reese. At the Truist Championship.
Lower than
I tell you.
Yes.
I tell you, the sound of the ball going in the hole. It's a pretty good sound.
Yes. Have you ever heard that?
I have.
Okay.
We usually do gimmies out there on the course, though.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, half of these holes I don't finish putting.
Dude,
yes.
Ike. Not to derail the segment.
Of course not.
But you know Spike would be anti-gimmies on the court.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally
he would be the worst. Yeah. He'd be like, you got to put everything out.
Yes.
Even if it's this far away.
Earn it.
Like a total loser. Yeah. That's why it's a gentleman's game.
That's right.
Wow.
All right. So with that, Soggy. Out there in the Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Little moist.
Yeah, it rains everywhere. I'm seeing umbrellas up out there.
Wet balls.
Wow.
Slicks.
Yes.
Slick balls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Can I do this? Yes. Yes. Soggy balls out there.
Soggy balls.
Yes. I tell you, lowest score on the course to this point, our old friend Shane Lowry.
Ooh.
Shot a 65 today, man. Minus five. Shot himself all the way up into second place behind Keith Mitchell. Now, I'm a little surprised. I talked about Keith Mitchell leading yesterday. He shot 9-under, 61 yesterday. A little bit tougher day for him today. Shot a 67, 3-under, but still has the lead right now at minus 12. Shane Lowry right behind him at minus 11. Sepp Straka, minus 10. And then a host of who's who sitting in a tie for fourth place at 7-under. With some notable names, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Akshay Bhatia,
your boy,
Ricky Fowler. Yep, he's in that group too.
Guy I bet on?
Yeah,
he stinks.
I was waiting to bring in the bad news
Mike.
Ludvig Åberg, not a good day today. Falls all the way down to 35th place.
I bet $50 on him because you told me to.
I told you to bet
$50.
What did $10? What did Ricky shoot today?
Ricky shot. I just saw Ricky's score. Ricky is still on the course actually right now.
Okay, good.
He's at minus seven, tied for fourth. He's actually shooting even par today. You're right. I'm sorry. I got excited.
I know. It's hard not to.
Even par today. Now, as I said yesterday, the good thing about the Truist Championship is that there is no cut line. So all of the golfers are safe making it through the weekend. There's plenty of time for our boy Åberg to come back.
Louis from Nebraska should play this tournament.
I will say.
No cuts.
The course has tightened up today for the guys. It's good.
Not the big numbers like yesterday.
Yeah, not like yesterday. Okay. Shaping up to be a good weekend, Spike.
There he is. I get the truth.
I hope that Shane Lowry is built to win this in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I didn't bet on Shane Lowry.
I know.
So I don't want him to win.
But he looks like Jason Kelce.
He does look like Jason Kelce.
There it is. Ike at the Truist. We will bring... Ike's actually not at the Truist. He's at Chickies and Pete's, but we will bring it to you half past every hour today.
As long as play is not suspended.
Yes, as long as play... Well, we might do it anyway because we like the bit.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of double entendres we can do there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you on Mother's Day, which is Sunday, with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What's your concern level? All right, Ike, let's see if you're good at this one. What is your concern level with Bryce Harper right now and going forward? The options being very concerned, starting to be concerned, which is where I am trying to remind everybody, and not concerned at all.
I would say the majority of the votes are not concerned at all and starting to be concerned.
Okay, you're right
there.
I would
say that's what a majority of the votes are. I would say of those two, I'll lean slightly in the direction of not concerned at all, but slightly. Since there's three options there, I'll go with 42%.
So it's 60% not concerned.
Wow, 60%.
At all.
Okay. Wow.
27% starting to be concerned, 12% very concerned. This is actually one thing I expressed to Jack earlier. Yeah. I think Jack gets, when people are upset about the Phillies, I think he gets it more than we get it. So when people are upset with Bryce, I think he gets it the same way that I would
with
get
Embiid,
it for Embiid. Yeah.
I mean, when you say get it, he
hears about it more.
Oh, he hears about it.
To me, people are generally quiet about Bryce. Like, I haven't heard a ton about Bryce this year and concerned. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that made me think of this is, you know, I put out something about the offense or whatever, looking better, and they're like, and the first seven tweets were Harper over four, Harper over four, Harper over four. And it just felt like there's just like a bit of a Harper topic out there.
Yeah, well,
it's the worst start of his career. Yeah, I'm sure people are noticing it. But I just think it's So I'll take my thought process with it and sort of put it on everybody else that's feeling the same way that I am.
Yep.
This is more or less, it's still early.
Sure.
So if it was July and he was hitting like this,
yep,
I think you would see more people concerned about it. So we almost have the cushion or the rope because we are still early in the season.
And the team's winning now.
And the team is winning that we don't have to be overly concerned about Bryce. But I'm not blind.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Everybody sees it. Yeah, everybody sees it.
Yeah, I mean, if they had continued to play that they were playing 3 weeks ago, this would there would be a bigger light on
if
this.
If they're 500 and he wasn't doing his
part. And he was still playing the way, I agree. And be more concerned there.
215-592-9494. Big Joe in Philly, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? First time, long time. Pleasure to call in.
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
What up, Joe?
So I kind of just think that we're approaching this thing with Bryce a little bit the wrong way. And I wouldn't say that it's a concern level, but a frustration level because, you know, I won't lie. Like, I'm definitely really frustrated with him right now because you look at some of these cornerstone players for, like, some other teams like Judge, you know, Kyle Tucker now, obviously Shohei, or, you know, even, like, Freddie Freeman, like, that backup option on the Dodgers. And they're all performing well. And when you obviously look at our guys, you know, Bryce is, like, clear-cut best player. But from, like, a concern level, I'm not because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're asking me, like, in the playoffs, who am I going to trust more to draft, like, trust the most to drive and run it, it's going to be Bryce. But, you know, I do think that, you know, he needs to, you know, people need to hold him to a higher standard. Because, you know, like, if no one was performing as nearly as well and, like, we're not rattling off, like, 8 wins in the last 11 games, it would be a whole lot different discipline. So, like, I'm kind of, like, agreeing with all three of you guys. Like, I'm more so probably on Ike and Chris's side about, like, no concern whatsoever. But, Spike, I do think that you bring up a good point. Like, you got to bring, like, a little bit of accountability. You know what I mean? Like, and...
Well, that's why Spike's here.
Yeah. But
that's Mr. You know, accountability.
That's me.
I mean, that's just, like, my kind of take on some things. Like, if I really do think if you phrase the Twitter question instead of using the word concerned and frustrated, I think the results would be a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think people are more frustrated than concerned. I think the thing that I start to think about is when a guy is as reliably good as Harper has been, it's like you don't ever expect it to not be there. And at some point it's not going to be there. And I know it's my personality to say, hey, this is going to come at some point, and maybe it's not this year, but he has played a lot of baseball and he has had a bunch of, you know, not huge injuries, but smaller injuries, and eventually it catches up with you.
Well,
I do think he is smart enough and talented enough to be a productive player.
Yeah,
sure.
But have we seen the end of the Bryce that we got used to?
I mean,
is the question.
I actually think now I don't think it's going to reach the levels that Embiid is currently at, but like there is a bit of a parallel there where, like, you know, Embiid a couple years ago with all the athleticism he had, he looked like a different version of himself the last couple of years.
Well,
he got better at other stuff, you know, but
yes,
like athletic wise it wasn't, you're watching a different player.
Yeah, when you look at a video of Embiid 40 years ago, it looks like a different person. And even not this past year, but the year before, like, he was on path to win MVP again if he hadn't gotten hurt, with a different physical makeup.
70-point game.
Yeah.
It's like, what, a week and a half before the Kuminga injury?
Yep. So, Big Joe, next question today. It's an AMA Friday. You can ask one of us whatever you want. What do you got?
So, it's actually for Fritz, and it's funny enough that you brought up the morning show, because mine's actually related to, you know, obviously the big if it ever happens, the competition between Fritz and the Hammer. But
it's a good question.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
just, even if we have to do it ourselves.
It ain't any better. I mean, it's getting to the point where we've been talking about this for, you know, quite some time now.
Believe me, I totally agree.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All I'm going to say is, when it does, Fritzy, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you were to lose anything to, you know, the lob that is Joe DeCamera, how ashamed are you going to be? Like,
incredibly honestly, ashamed.
It's a good question, Joe. It's a good question.
I need a hard set number, like, down to the decimal.
Of how ashamed I'll be.
Yeah, yeah. 1 to 10. How ashamed? With 10 being 11, the most ashamed. Okay.
11. Like, right, I fully plan on going 5-0, and it not being particularly close. The one I'm worried the most about is just walking him a couple times.
Yeah.
And then him counting that as a win. That's how that's going to end. Is he's going to say he beat me in baseball?
Walks is going to hit as a hit.
I know. That's what they told you and DeCamera in Little League.
Yeah.
I got 1 or 2. Scenarios
good eye. That's all I heard in Little League. Good eye.
1 or 2 scenarios here.
Yeah.
One, he's injured before the competition ever starts.
DeCamera.
Yes.
Which is definitely possible.
Other scenario, there's no way he's finishing 5 events.
Yeah, that's a good point as well.
He's injured at some point during the events. It's a fake injury because you're dominating him so much.
Wow.
That he bails out and doesn't finish the competition.
You know, that would be disappointing if we never got to the one-on-one ref by Tim Donaghy. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm actually like...
Yeah, we might have to make Jimmy or Richie get out there and play you.
Yes.
I don't know if – because that's my thing. I don't know if we should do the sprinting first because that's the one I think he could hurt the worst.
He could pull a hammy. You should sprint last.
Well, I don't know if we should discuss this on air because I'm thinking of strategy now.
Okay.
But we want these events set up to where it benefits you.
Okay.
To where you're at your best for the events. Now, we need to discuss – we don't need you dead tired when it's time to play one-on-one basketball.
Well, but
you lose.
Well, now here's my counter. I don't think we're doing it all in one day.
Okay.
So,
is it one event each day?
I think it's one event. Like, I think we're going to spread this thing out. I mean, if
you know Rod, we'll milk this thing all the way to training camp.
Nobody asked me my opinion. I'm not the program director anymore.
Never was the program director.
I could see the thoughts.
I saw look in his eyes.
Yes.
Like I think he forgot he was a host for a second.
Yeah.
He immediately put the PD hat back on.
Well, you know, it's not my call. I don't even check my email.
What do you think we should do?
It should be all one day.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like...
Well, how can you play 9 holes of golf, basketball, sprint, baseball?
Well, you shouldn't be playing 9 holes of golf. That's ridiculous.
Well, how many holes of golf?
You should play 3 holes or something.
Nah, it's too variable. Too much variable there.
9 holes of golf is ridiculous.
I kind of agree with Spike.
Yeah, okay. It's ridiculous.
5 holes of golf.
3.
Okay.
So, 3 holes of golf. One should be a long one, so he has no chance.
No. Well, you know what? To his point, 5 would give you a tiebreaker because you're playing, what we call it?
Uneven. It would be an odd number.
It's an odd number. What is it called? Match golf?
Oh, you're doing match?
It's like match play.
Yeah. Do you want to do stroke play where it's like how much you beat them by, or do you want to do holes? Like one up, one
down.
That's a good question. I would personally rather do stroke play. I'm not a big.
I don't expect to be many birdies out there.
Here's the problem.
You don't know me.
All right. Jack, tell him about National Appliance Warehouse. Then I'll tell you about the problem of doing it all week. And then we'll get to Brandon Graham.
The problem of doing it all week?
Hey, oh, no problem there.
Yeah, Big Dog got a big house, and in the big house, a lot of appliances from National Appliance Warehouse.
Full kitchen. Jack, beginning to end, from when I walked in that building, and I was amazed by all the brands that we weren't allowed to look at because I wanted to get in and out of there.
Yes, and again, over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. Spike just specifically
wanted
to narrow down to 2 brands.
Yeah, the delivery, exactly on time when they said. It had changes along the way. Gave a call to your own. I was like, hey, I want to change this. everything totally easy. And because of Price Assure, I made sure I was getting the lowest price anyway.
Yeah, listen.
It's great.
That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. There's a lot of things to remember. Obviously, you get down to the showrooms in tax-free. Tax-free. Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. So they'll have the right appliance for you. Also, Spike just mentioned it, Price Assure. You're going to guaranteed to get the best price possible. Price Assure will instantly update price tags throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware. Also, they always have great savings events going on. Plus, on top of all that, you're going to get a knowledgeable, experienced staff that is there to help you and treat you like family.
Hell
that,
yeah.
That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com, or again, their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Yeah, you say knowledgeable and friendly. Doesn't sound like my family. Yeah, it sounds like a different family, actually.
Yeah, well, listen.
215-592-9494. All right. Brandon Graham, is this from Good Morning Football? Was
yes.
he on Good Morning Football?
Yes.
And Brandon Graham may have, once again, said something publicly that they gave us a little, I don't know, insight into how the Eagles' offense might look next year. Here's what BG said.
Who do you got at number one?
You know who I got number
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
who I got. Because I believe them boys going back again.
They're going back
They're
again.
Going back again. And I'm excited because, you know, with Jalen and those guys, AJ and Devontae, you see those catches that the boy is making out there.
Yep.
And it's trending in this way. I feel like it's going to be more of a balanced offense this year, and they're going to get it all together. And, you know, the Eagles, my Eagles going back to the Super Bowl.
I like it.
That's
I like
my,
it.
My first take on that.
More balanced offense. Well, like this will be, it'll be a theme all the way up until kickoff of opening day.
Yeah.
Is what is the offense going to look like? Yeah. It is one of the big themes. And especially with what we saw the last couple of games in the playoffs, their ability to throw the ball with the desire to keep, you know, Saquon's workload less than it was last year to keep him fresh for the whole year. Whether that offense is able to have more passing in it is going to be a huge, huge, huge story.
Yeah, and this is where Kevin Petrullo comes in at and his impact. We, you know, not since he was hired as the OC, promoted to being the OC, have we even talked about him this offseason, right? As when we talk about next year and the future of the Eagles and what they're going to look like. But I'm excited to see what he does bring to the offense. Can he fix the passing game issues that were there last year? I'm not saying that they were Kellen Moore's issues or what have you. I'm just saying the passing game certainly wasn't as effective consistently as most teams would want their passing game to be. We were fortunate that we had an all-world running back with a great offensive line back there. Having an all-world season that we could lean on. I don't know if we're going to be able to have that this year, so that's why I think Petrullo comes in even more, and whether or not he's able to add things to this offense that helps Jalen be more effective in the passing game.
Yeah, and they want to – offensive coordinators want to throw the ball.
Most of them do.
You know, like yes. – They wanted, I think, organizationally, the Eagles believe in throwing the ball, and that they did something smart last year and it worked.
Yep.
But I think if you're just talking about giving yourself a best chance to win a football game every single week over a long period of time, you want to be able to throw the ball and score more points.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you throw the ball, you're going to score points more quickly, and it's going to give you the opportunity to win more games. And on top of not. You know, you mentioned not being able to rely on Saquon, not wanting to rely on Saquon as much.
Yeah.
And the defense, like, you know, you're not going to have the number one defense every single year.
Right.
You know, it'll be a good defense.
Right.
We're sure it'll be a good defense. But I don't know that you can always count on the performance that we got last year.
No, I agree. And listen, those guys should want to do more. Hell, you know the receivers want to do more. They want more of the offense on their shoulders. And the thing with, I believe, with Jalen and running the offense, it's about running concepts that he's comfortable with that allow him to get the ball out of his hands, that allow him to take deep shots when they're available there. I don't expect them to come out and for them to be sort of a pass-heavy offense. I don't think that's what they're ever going to be. But to be a more effective throwing team, I think it makes it a lot easier on everyone. It makes it easier on the coordinator. When you run the ball as much as we did, now, again, thankfully, we had an all-world running back there that had the ability to break plays, get explosive plays through the air. most teams don't have that with the running game, right? So only us, Detroit, and Baltimore have that ability to be an explosive running offense. Most teams don't.
And you know what? If Saquon, let's say Saquon misses four games in the middle of the season,
right.
we don't want to say, oh, my God, how are we scoring points?
Yeah.
You know, how is this
how
offense
are we gonna
running?
The ball, yeah.
But by the way, I don't even remember. Is Kenny Gainwell still on the Eagles?
No.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's
where did
the,
he sign?
I thought it was the Steelers.
Rams or the Steelers? Was it the Steelers?
It was. I think it was the Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the Steelers. I didn't even remember him. Yeah. That announcement of him getting signed.
Kenny G.
I forgot that Petullo's the OC.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, we haven't talked about
it. Yeah, that's why we haven't talked about it since he got hired.
Yeah. Yeah, so Gainwell's a Steeler along with old Slay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Gainwell and Rodgers going to be good friends?
Whenever he gets there.
What a loser. Just sign the freaking contract.
He's the worst. He really is the worst.
They're getting played. Like, Mike Tomlin's getting played by this guy.
Well, that's how bad teams need quarterbacks.
I know.
You know? All right, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper with the least productive first month or so of his career. Are you starting to worry? Are you very concerned? Are you a little concerned? You're not concerned at all? Coming up next, a guy that makes me concerned every time we talk to him. That is Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.